the Tuesday, June 14th, 2016 meeting of the Gary Township Board of Supervisors. If everyone could please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's have a roll call.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Ankle.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member John Foley. And Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here. I'd like to announce that on June 6, 2016, the Board of Supervisors met in an executive session to discuss a personnel matter. And this evening, before tonight's meeting, we met in executive session to discuss land and legal issues. I also would like to announce that although it's posted within the meeting room, those persons attending this meeting, that it is and has been the policy of the Township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. At this time, I would like to invite a visitor to public comments and ask that anyone desirous of addressing the Board of Supervisors approach the podium and please identify themselves by name and their address. And I'd also like to ask that anybody limit their comments to no more than 3 minutes.
Hi, Dave Weaver, 1163 Galloway Court. And I'm not sure if this is the right time to hit this, but I have a question about the couple meetings ago we talked about the crosswalk at Wood Road, and I know that preliminary report was presented. I'm just checking on the status of that and if there are changes to it, because I think one of the parts of that had, like, it was raised and had curbing and didn't really seem to fit with the rest of the topography there. So I'm just checking if there's an update on that. And the other question I had was related to the data center landscaping up at the Med Center. Seems to be a prolonged resolution to the landscape, finishing the landscape. I think they've removed some fencing and removed some erosion control, but there's quite a bit of landscaping that seems to be unfinished. So I'll just check on update.
I'll give an update on the middle of the crossing Wood Road. So I can report that Jim and I were in a meeting this morning where that was discussed. And before I talk about it at all, the board hasn't been updated as to what we've discussed this morning. But the I think it's reasonable that we will probably bring this up within possibly even next meeting. Is that possible? That we'll just,
In terms of funding?
In terms of talking, discussing, debating how that fits in and funding.
I think that would be appropriate, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So we'll discuss that at our next meeting.
Okay, thanks.
The medical center is
anything? Yeah, the landscaping of the data center.
Certainly, we can look into that. That's in the report, but we can take a look.
But, we'll check into the status of the project.
Or if you just let us know which one of us you want to follow.
And I'll address that at the next meeting. Okay. Anyone else? If not, if I could have a vote and a motion to approve the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes from May 24th, 2016.
So moved.
And I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the May 24th, 2016 meeting minutes are unanimously approved. Turning to new business, A1 is the presentation of awards to employees of the Gary Township Police Department that have brought distinction upon themselves from June 2015 to May 2016. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We have two awards, but the one is a unit award, so we're going to call up the members of the department that are receiving that unit award first. I'm not sure what order you have this in. Officer Keppel. You don't need covers, that's fine. We're going to go without this time. That's fine. Detective Ocker. Detective Dots. Officer Kessler. Officer Jason Rode. Officer Eckenrode. Officer Shear. Officer Mowry. Detective David Root. Officer Sergeant. And Officer McCormick. Synopsis of what the award is all about. On Friday, April 8, 2016, the officers before you worked together to effect the arrest of two dangerous fugitives, Derek and Keith Pelker. The pair were wanted in connection with several armed robberies and had already managed to flee and escape authorities on one prior occasion. These officers located the two subjects at a local motel, assisted in coordinating surveillance of the motel and the suspects, and then when the two suspects and two other subjects unexpectedly drove away in a car, they stopped and took all subjects into custody without any injuries and while protecting the community at large. Their actions are distinguished and are an example of professionalism of the Derry Township Police Department.
Chief, we all know from reading the newspapers and seeing the news that these types of missions and assignments can go sideways in a hurry. And the fact that this was done so professionally and so well done is a testament to both your leadership and the professionalism of our department. So I think I speak on behalf of the Board of Supervisors. Thank you and everyone involved for such a professional job. We're very fortunate to have our officers on the beat.
I couldn't agree with you. The second accommodation is for Detective Matt Dots. On Monday, March 9th, 2015.
That's good. Get your good sign.
Yeah. Again, this is just a summary of what's on his accommodation. But on Monday, March 9th, Detective Matthew Dots found an online posting of a person seeking hacker services in an attempt to change court records, official court records in Lancaster County. Detective Dots engaged the subject through contact online, and through this engagement and subsequent coordination with authorities in Lancaster County, assisted those authorities in arresting and prosecuting the subject, Zachary Landis. This incident and the subsequent arrest of Landis garnished media attention not only locally but also on the World Wide Web. Detective Dots' actions demonstrate dedication to his profession and reflect the positive image of the Derry Township Police Department. Congratulations.
Thank you.
not too much of an inconvenience. I'm going to release the officers so they can either go back to duty or go back to what they're doing before they...
Absolutely, Chief. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
This will bring us to the next item on our agenda, B1, a presentation by the Derry Township Community Cats to update the board on its progress of the Community Cats program in Derry Township. And Jim, I understand it's going to present.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. And thank you so much for giving me a few minutes to let you know what's happening with this program. And I especially wanted to publicly thank you for helping us, especially you, Justin, for getting a building for this program. It would have closed if we had not had a building by this year. And we now have a home base that is not my garage and my basement. And we are incredibly grateful. In the 3.5 years since we've been in operation, we have neutered 825 cats in Derry Township. By the end of this March, or from March to June now, we've done 75 cats. Last year we only did 50 by this time because of space considerations. And we've got 20 kittens in the wings just waiting for being big enough to get neutered and to go into adoption programs. With the new building, we have been so much more responsive to township residents. We can help them immediately with their cat problems. We can help them immediately with their neighbor problems with cats and all that stuff instead of putting people on a waiting list, which is what we had to do a lot of last year. We're shooting to do 1,000 cats by the end of the year. We'll see if that happens or not, but we're well on our way. In past years, we couldn't deal with really large colonies of cats because I don't have a big enough garage for that. And it was a source of a lot of complaints. Garth will tell you a number of complaints about a colony on Clark Road and some others, and we couldn't deal with these because we didn't have the space. We've now been able to deal with that situation, which has been a problem for at least 3 or 4 years. What was 20 cats, none of them spayed and neutered, is now just 9 cats. We were able to get all the kittens into adoption programs. We were able to get the friendly adults into adoption programs. Everybody who's left is spayed and neutered, and that problem is now solved. This last weekend, we just did a farm project of 13 cats. I would say probably 10 of them were females, and there were 3 litters up there, and you can imagine what that was about to become. So that's all been taken care of as well, and the kittens gone into adoption programs. These were things we could not pursue before we had a building. We were dead in the water on these projects in previous years. Because we now have the building, we have a very strong volunteer base that's developing, and they're doing remarkable work. And these folks will be the leaders of the program in the future, so that the program doesn't rest on the shoulders of one or two of us who burn out and take the program down with us. It should be able to go on for a long time. We are actually getting recognition in the region as well. The Lebanon Humane Society called me recently, and they're trying to work with Lebanon City to develop a program just like we have. So we are becoming a leader in the region for dealing with TNR programs and solving cat problems. We've formed really wonderful partnerships locally and in the region. The police department has been wonderfully helpful. Garth will tell you that I get a lot more cooperation from people who are being difficult about their cats when I show up with a community service officer than when I show up by myself. It's amazing what a police van in front of your house will engender in terms of cooperation. And we've been able to take care of a lot of neighborhood problems that way. We've got wonderful local vets who are working with us. We've got a lot of rescue groups who are working with us. So we now have a really wide net and a big partnership. It's allowing us to work quickly, get the cats fixed, get the ones in the homes that can be and off the streets, and get the problem solved. A year ago, I really wasn't sure this program was going to continue, and without a building, it would not have. We couldn't have gone on anymore. So I wanted to come and tell you how well the program's going. Thank you for your help, especially Justin, in making all of this happen, and to assure you that we will continue to try to make a big difference in the life of Derry Township residents and their neighbors, and the people who don't like the cats, and to try to make things continue to be a good place to live. So thank you very much for your support and your help. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the update. Are there any questions from the members of the board?
Thank you, first of all. But could you explain how you're funded and if there's a need for funding to sustain your organization?
Where we are now, the township pays for the space, neuters, and vaccines. And right now the township is paying for our rent. We don't need any more than that. I will say that township residents are very generous. And what they are giving us in donations, many times when we TNR some cash for someone, they'll hand us a check. And that is covering all of our medical expenses, which can be extensive. We actually took in a kitten this year who his entire back end was basically lost a leg and it was a mess. And it was a lot. It was a lot. And all of that is being funded by very generous residents. We've also just put in a grant, a request for a grant from Petco Foundation. We got a grant for $1,000 from another foundation, and we are pursuing some of those. If we get some of those grants, that may reduce what the township needs to contribute for spays and neuters.
I have a funding idea for you, so I'll email you your Facebook.
Okay. Later. Okay. Sounds good.
But I think you, correct me if I'm wrong, but the township spends less than we used to spend to send cash to the Humane Society of Gilead.
Exactly. So, and you should be able to continue to spend less every year.
Right.
The idea with the TNR program is to get to maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not there yet. I was kind of hoping we were approaching it. We're not. But I'm hoping we will be there within a year or two, and then all you do is keep track of the new cats. The colony caretakers are great at calling when they have a cat they haven't seen before. It's like, I got a new one, and we'll get that cat taken care of quickly. And once we get there, the amount of money that the township should need to spend should just keep going down and down.
Yeah, yeah. And Deborah, I just want to add that, you know, we had a duty to find the building. Because of what you're doing, because of the volunteers and the program that you put together. And, you know, once you read about the problem, once you start to understand the problem, it was just a natural thing that we all had to do. And you mentioned my name twice, and I appreciate that. The board is fully behind this. Chuck Emmerich, as soon as it was mentioned to him, and obviously Chuck answers to Jim, so Jim's behind it. Chuck just stepped up right away. I have to also mention Hershey Trust.
Yeah.
Ken Gall, and also reached out to HENR, and quickly, mm-hmm. everybody...
And Mike Leonard's contributed all the funding for free, and we've had a lot of support from...
Yeah.
Mike Leonard says he does it because he hates the cats, and this is kind of a mission to get rid of them, but anyway.
It was a complicated process, because you can't just pick any building. It has to sort of be standalone, because there's trees and things like that. You don't want to have it be part of another building. And so it wasn't the easiest thing to find, but there were a lot of people involved, and it's really a great story.
Yeah, and the support community-wide, and even the people that we've helped in the community has just been amazing.
Yeah.
We feel very well supported and very, very grateful.
Before you leave, is there a telephone number or contact information that if someone needs to report missing, what they believe to be a stray cat?
There is, and I never remember it, but the website has the phone number, so does our Facebook. The website is just dairycats.org, and we are on Facebook as Dairy Township Community Cats, and our email, the email is dairycatsinfo@gmail.com. But there is the cat line phone number. I never call it, so I never remember it. I'm sorry, I should have it with you.
No problem.
I apologize.
Excellent. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks for your
thanks.
Our next item on the agenda is consideration of the demolition of an existing structure and construction of a new principal building at 102 Reese Avenue, Hershey, within the Chocolate Avenue Preservation Overlay District. Mr. Williams.
Yes, thank you. In accordance with the design guidelines of the Chocolate Avenue Preservation Overlay District, anytime that we receive application for demolition, new construction, purview or review and approval of that new construction demo lies with the supervisors. The building that's being proposed will contain a day spa on the first floor and a residential apartment dwelling on the second floor, with both uses compliant with the downtown commercial district where the property is located. Due to the narrowness of the lot and the three street frontages, the applicant had to seek several dimensional variance requests, including building and parking setbacks and parking space dimensions. The zoning hearing board will act on that decision at tomorrow night's scheduled meeting. The application for design was reviewed by the design advisory board at their meeting on May 23rd, and the minutes of that meeting was included with the board's packets. The design advisory board recommended approval of the demolition of the existing structure and the material design of the proposed building. The material design of the proposed building is what I have on the screen here for your review. The Proposed materials include sandstone veneer on the first floor and matching vinyl siding on the second floor. The applicant had originally proposed architectural shingles, which is not a very common roofing material that we see in the downtown. So to remain consistent with the design guidelines, the design advisory board recommends that they propose a more common three-tap shingle, which we see neighboring properties and also heading west in the town. That kind of more common material that we see. So tonight, staff is recommending that the board approve the demolition of the existing building and the building materials as proposed, with the stipulation of the change to the three-tap shingles to be consistent with the design guidelines. The applicant is here tonight. He was aware of that change and they have indicated acceptance of that change at the design advisory board meeting. So it's not something that's going to be catching them off guard. If approved tonight, the proposal would go through the land development review process for site design layout. So that's something that the board would see again. And then the final design of lighting and landscaping, as well as signage, will be presented at a future meeting for the design advisory board. They would review and issue certificate on that. But those three elements are something that the board would not review in the future. So if the board has any questions on the proposed building or the materials, I'm happy to answer that. But the proposed motion has been drafted in the agenda item.
Thank you, Brandon. Again, did you mention that the Zoning Hearing Board has to review this?
They do. The decision will come out at tomorrow night's meeting. Many of the variances that were in front of the board were already approved in 2009 for a prior approval. The only difference in this case, instead of a floor area ratio for a single office user that was approved in 2009, they had to seek a mixed-use ratio since they're proposing two uses of the building. So all the other variance approvals that were granted in 2009 really will carry over because of the state's Permit Extension Act, it would still carry those approvals from 2016.
So if we approve this motion this evening, would that be subject to the Zoning Hearing Board approval?
Yes, so that would be another stipulation that the board could add tonight.
Okay. Are there any questions for Brandon?
Yeah, is the vegetation part of the approved design plan?
The vegetation is not, and only because of the narrowness of the property. Let me see if I can go to the site plan here. There's the right-of-way from Chocolate Avenue particularly extends a great deal onto the property. And while the building is outside of the right-of-way, there's really no room for significant landscaping elements along Chocolate Avenue because of the right-of-way location. So as part of the land development plan, they would have to determine whether landscaping would be feasible for the property. Chances are it would have to be low-level landscaping. They might be able to propose window boxes.
Yeah.
Something of that nature. But large-scale trees are unlikely.
Okay. I just thought some of the trees in the pictures they look nice. Yeah, some of them on the, that would face Chocolate Avenue. Yeah. Another quick point. I was a little perplexed by the decision to go recommend three-tap shingles over architectural. When I normally perceived architectural as being an upgrade, something that's nicer. I'm kind of curious where that came from.
The design guidelines are rather vague on building materials, so it really was just a recommendation of consistency. Mm-hmm. Looking through the guidelines, there is really no specific recommendation against architectural shingles. I mean, they're not specifically called out as being discouraged.
Yeah.
So because they're guidelines and not required, if it's a material that the board would like to see and consider an improvement for future buildings, I don't necessarily think that it would be a violation, per se, of the guidelines.
Yeah.
And again, the design advisory board is only an advisory recommendation. So if that's something that the board would like to consider for future construction as an improvement to downtown, I think that's certainly within the realm of possibility.
I was at that meeting. I was sort of surprised, but a few of the members were pretty adamant, passionate about, making that request. It's actually a savings for the project.
Yeah,
but but it was because they felt it blended in better with existing buildings, even though, you know, if we were to build a house, we'd want better, you know, the more attractive ones, that blended in better to the existing architecture of the block. And so I think that was the rationale behind it. Brandon, would you say that was?
Yeah, I concur, yeah.
Do you have any further difference to you, Dave?
Well, we're going from a 50-year shingle to a 20-year shingle.
Right.
Right. It's done, you know, whatever they approve, we'll do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any thoughts or comments? If not, do I have a motion for the Board of Supervisors to approve the demolition of the existing dwelling and the design of a new building proposed for 102 Reese Avenue? It's presented on the information submitted to the township on May 9, 2016, with the stipulation that three tab roofing shingles are to be used instead of architectural shingles and subject to the zoning hearing board approval. So moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is authorization to approve supplemental number one proposal from HRG to provide supplemental engineering and construction phase services for the Java Avenue and Locust Avenue storm sewer projects. Mr. Nagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This supplemental scope of services proposed to complete the task indicated a lump sum fee for an additional $90,000 for Locust, $55,000 for Java Avenue. These amounts are consistent with the community development block grant, and the county has approved the transfer, so this will cause no impact for my town.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, may I have a motion that the township manager execute a supplemental number one, a proposal from HRG to provide supplemental engineering and construction phase services for the Java Avenue and Locust Avenue storm sewer projects. Moved by Ms. Court, and I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. The next item is authorization to advertise an ordinance amending the Derry Township Code, Ordinance Number 553, Chapter 210, Section 210-38, parking prohibited at all times in certain locations by amending parking restrictions on the first block of East Caracas Avenue at the intersection with East Granada Avenue and Silent Avenue as listed in the attached ordinance. Chief?
Mr. Chairman, this authorization to advertise is to amend some parking restrictions that are in place on East Caracas, the first block towards the end here at Silent and East Granada. Some crosswalks were recently installed by the Public Works Department, there is a need for some additional parking in that area. What I did is I conducted a brief study down there, took a look at where the crosswalks are placed. In the vehicle code, there's a minimum of 20 feet of distance that you can park from a crosswalk. I took that into consideration, but also tried to still maintain some corner sight distance for people that were stopped at the stop signs. Watching for traffic on East Caracas, figured out a distance of 39 feet to start the allowed parking from the intersection. It was currently at 75 feet, so that peels back a little bit and gives a couple of parking spaces additional in that area while still maintaining some safety at that intersection for people that are going to be pulling out. Made a little bit of a compromise between 20 feet and the 75 feet that's currently there. So this authorization would be to advertise those adjusted parking regulations.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Sorry if you don't like to ask a question. So, again, we're just... 20, it needs to be 20 feet from the crosswalk.
20 feet from the crosswalk.
Right.
And the crosswalks are not right at the intersection. The crosswalks are set back a little bit.
Right.
So You have the 20 feet from the crosswalk. If we made it that 20 feet from the crosswalk, it would actually be, I think, an additional somewhere around 8 to 9 feet on top of that. So you'd be at 29 feet if you were parked 20 feet from the crosswalk. So looking at some of the safety factors involved and some of the sight distance factors, I tried to peel it back as much as I could, but I have to keep the safety in mind when people are pulling out. So I added an additional 10 feet on just to give a little bit of a buffer room for people that are.
So I respect your point, and that's where it should go. I just have to bring up the as we move forward, it will continue to be parking downtown will continue to become more and more of an issue. In fact, there's unused, as we all know, there's unused space in the Granada Avenue property that could potentially be office sometime, the school district knows. So this is an issue that we'll be talking about many times. You know, from a planning perspective, we want to create as much parking as we can, but I understand that there are safety considerations. I'm just kind of curious, we also discussed that when these issues come up, is it ever something that our traffic engineer would weigh in on, and I don't think they talk with them in this situation, but sometimes I think that it's not a bad idea. We've talked about who determines what is safe, and I think the answer to that is the police department and our traffic engineer. Right, so both.
In collaboration.
Right. So I mean, it's just something that, thanks for doing this.
Yep.
I won't get another ticket there. Appreciate that. but it's just something we have to continue to
talk. How many additional spaces do we have?
Depends on what size vehicles you have parking there. If you get a line of Ford F-350s in there, you're only going to get a few in. But if you have some compacts in there, maybe some motorcycles, you can get quite a few more spaces out of that. So it really depends on the type of vehicle that's going to be parking in there. I would say on average, on each side of the roadway, you'll get 1 to 2 spaces extra on each side of the roadway, the north end and south side.
I know we're looking to add spaces, not take spaces away, but in your time in and around the gym, have you looked at coming up out of the alley and trying to turn left or right on the Caracas? Now that there are more people going to the gym, there are more cars at the gym, it's a little cumbersome sometimes to get out of that alley, which is pretty heavily used, not just by people doing the powertrain, but residents in general. If you haven't looked at it yet, just in your travels, could you have someone just eyeball that when people are parked right up against the end of the alley? It's very difficult to see. And the additional foot traffic and the vehicle traffic, it's just real congested over there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it. Do I have a motion to authorize advertising for an ordinance amending the code of Township of Derry Ordinance 5.53, Chapter 210, Section 210-38, public parking prohibited at all times in certain locations by amending the parking restrictions on the first block of East Caracas Avenue at the intersection of East Granada Avenue and Silent Avenue as listed in the advertised ordinance.
So moved
by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is a request for traffic assistance for the American Cancer Society's PA Hope Ride, scheduled for Saturday, June 25th, 2016, starting at 7 a.m. Chief, is this your agenda item?
Yes. This is an annual bicycle ride that is hosted by the American Cancer Society. We handle this request every year. Basically, we are conducting traffic control at signalized intersections by operating the traffic signals. We handle it with on-duty personnel, so there's no additional cost to the township. They are aware that if it would cost extra for personnel, that they are aware of the reimbursement policy. There's never really been a problem with this ride. They're pretty well organized and have things pretty well down pat by this time, so I don't see any issues with it.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions? If not, I'll move that the request for traffic assistance for the American Cancer Society's PA Hope Ride scheduled for Saturday, June 25th, 2016, starting from Hope Lodge at 7 a.m., be approved. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is a request for a donation to the Bowman Trust for the beautification of Hershey. Ms. Henry.
Every year we receive a request from the Bowman Trust to help fund the flower baskets on Chocolate Avenue, and that request is for $2,500, and this was a budgeted expense in the 2016 budget.
Are there any questions?
No, just a general comment. It's nice to see that the Bowman Trust has actually participated in the Downtown Hershey Association Design Committee, so Andy Bowman is on the Design Committee, so with that design committee has really started to pull together a lot of organizations that have been working to do things in the downtown, so it's neat to see.
And I would like to know which fertilizer they use for those plants, because those flowers are just unbelievable. So, but in any event, I'll move that the township donate $2,500 to the William S. Bowman Trust for that purpose. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
That's all right.
Chivalry's not dead, Matt. Ms. Court, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. The last item on our agenda matter is the permission to hold a small fireworks display at 1250 Shopes Church Road on July 9th, 2016. Mr. Negley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zimmerman, 1250 Shopes Church Road, requests permission for a small 15-minute fireworks display at his residence on July 9th. Mr. Zimmerman claims hold this display at approximately 9 o'clock p.m. The township carries the name of additional insurance, which is amount of $1 million. And this is the third reoccurring event, so we've had two successful events previous, and I recommend that the board proceed with this.
Thank you. Any thoughts or comments? Questions?
Just that I think the supervisor should be on the invite list. I'm just kidding, Ryan.
All right. Do I have a motion that Mr. Ryan Zimmerman, 1250 Shopes Church Road, Township of Derry, be authorized to display fireworks on July 9th, 2016 at his residence at approximately 9 p.m. So moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mark Moyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. I am asking Board of Supervisors to advise us of any correspondence for reports that they wish to share with the rest of the board. Ms. Court.
Just got a nice letter, as I'm sure you did, and Matt probably did as well, from the Kiss Hershey Back Committee thanking us for our participation. So I received that in the mail. In terms of meetings attended and things in the works, a number of Downtown Hershey Association meetings, which are related to what we're doing for our downtown efforts. And Lauren Zumberg and I are presenting tomorrow at the Pennsylvania Downtown Center conference in Allentown about the importance of economic revitalization and partnerships.
Thank you, Susan. Matt?
Yes, well, we didn't have a stormwater meeting in the last month. We are continuing to work on pushing the stormwater utility project ahead, and we will be picking that up again in the next month. I had the privilege of seeing Matt Mandia's crew open the dome, and it was quite insightful. They're very innovative in how they have to work to get that thing open, to prop it up, to get it to go. And it's an indication of how that building's aging, for sure. And also, I had a call from a resident, very unusual. We talked about cats today, but this resident was concerned about his neighbor's beehives and how he's being invaded by bees who aren't being cared for properly by his neighbor. I don't know where that's going to go, but there's no ordinance or anything against that. There's state laws against it. He's concerned that the beekeeper's not providing the bees with water, and they're invading the swimming pools of bird feeders.
in an area near some schools. So, just something to keep an eye on. That's all I have.
So thank you, Matt. Justin?
Matt, Mandy, are you planning to give a little rec center update?
I can do that.
Okay. Great.
Sure.
There's one item that we've already talked about a little bit, and see if there's an update for supervisors as well, as the Middletown Road easement. So we did make some progress on that this morning. When Jim and I were at the meeting, we had a call and discussion, so we did make some progress. So that was possible. That's it.
Thank you. Chief, anything to add to the order?
Thank you.
Hershey Volunteer Fire Department.
The other thing I have is we're still doing fundraising, and we're continuing our tours. If anybody would like to tour, want to.
Thank you. Tom?
I supplied a report on the Park Boulevard project, if anyone has questions relative to that. Other than that, I have not been reported on.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thank you. Jeff?
Thanks. It's summertime, so we're focusing on children's programs at the library. So far, we have 418 people who signed up for the summer reading program, so it's a little bit ahead of last year.
Excellent. Thank you. Terry?
No report this evening. Thank you.
Matt?
Sure. I can give a quick update on the Recreation Center planning. HRG is going to be beginning a site analysis of the Cocoa Avenue site, and they're going to be focusing in on stormwater, floodplain, any constraints the site may have that we need to be aware of, in addition to identifying what a maximum square footage buildout might be on that parcel as well. Once we have that information, that'll be provided to Kimmel Bogret, who will be beginning to look at the program for the site based on information that we received from our phase one study from Ballard King Associates, where we had the community forums and collected community data in terms of what the community would like to see at the recreation center. So once we know that square footage build out, we'll be able to start massaging the information from our phase one report, and I anticipate hopefully them coming up with at least two conceptuals for what that site may be like. That's certainly not a final plan by any means, but they'll be conceptual for both supervisors and maybe some additional public input at that point. The next phase after that, which we've not engaged anyone for, will start to really narrow down what the building is, what the construction costs would be, operational costs, capital projections and those types of things, where we really get out into the nitty gritty, and that's where the final decisions will be made. So to rewind, HRG is doing the site analysis right now, and then Kimmel Bogret will start coming up with some concepts, and I anticipate that over the next few weeks we'll start seeing some significant progress with that, and the stakeholders will be meeting with both, with Kimmel Bogret on that in the coming weeks.
Any questions or comments for Matt? Matt, how are you coming along on Cocoa Castle?
We're getting there. Thank you for bringing that up. We're actually about halfway to our fundraising goal of $100,000. We just reached the $50,000 mark. We are certainly definitely looking for continued support and donations for that project. We actually, in order to meet our construction deadline for September, we need to order that equipment by the end of July. So we are coming down to it here. We're going to do another outreach in terms of fundraising, but we're excited. I know the community is excited, and so we're looking forward to September.
Excellent.
And before I leave the microphone, I just wanted to thank the Public Works Department, the Police Department, and the Fire Department for all their assistance with the Memorial Day parade and ceremony. Please pass along our thanks. We can't do it without all of you folks helping out with that, so we really appreciate it. I wanted to recognize Chairman Moyer for emceeing this year's ceremony. It went very well received, and we very much appreciate you doing that as well. So, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Nano.
the Lux and Java projects continue to go on schedule. They pulled off the road this week because they're waiting for some gas line utility relocations. But they'll be back. 90% of the pipe is in, following the remaining 10% of the restoration, and then move over to the school district to work on a firm piece of that project. And we've been in contact with the school district, so they're well aware that that's on the horizon.
Thank you. Any questions for Matt?
I have a question about repairing a buffer there in front of the library going around the plaza. The green stakes I see are taken very well. What is the maintenance protocol for that? Do you know off the top of your head?
I know that we are looking at the maintenance when the reports go in to DEP. There's still an ongoing thing. Maintenance for another 2 years, I believe, and we're monitoring that. As far as what actually is going to take place, the gentleman from the Hershey School provided that. Tom, do you have that information?
Yeah. The more routine maintenance of the plant material that's in that area, the maintenance of that was given to us by two Tims that spec'd out the plants that are in there and how they were to be planted. That maintenance consists of mowing early in the spring, March or April, and another mowing again in November when the plants go dormant. The spring mowing was done. We've since gone through that and selectively removed, or I shouldn't say have, but we have and we will be in the next couple of days. So selectively removing the locust suckers that are coming out. The water shoots off the roots of the locust trees. We're going to take them off and remove any of the undesirable waste stuff that comes up in that because of pair. Other than that, that's the extent of the maintenance that we were given to do those two moments spring and fall.
So there'll be no touching the green stakes. Why not?
No, those live stakes are are basically shrubs, and everything that Tim and Tim did was to supplement that.
So. Thank you. Brandon.
Yes, the draft zoning ordinance was presented to the Planning Commission at their June 2nd meeting. There was quite a few public that showed up and provided comment on the draft ordinance. The Planning Commission also provided quite a few comments. We are still compiling all of the comments that we received. We hope to get that in a draft form in the next couple of weeks. We can certainly forward that to the board for their review. And then, once the Planning Commission is held July 5th, the comments will be made public in the form of the official meeting minutes from June 2nd. Between now and June 30th, the township staff is going to be reviewing those comments and making some minor changes to the ordinance. We do have a next public meeting scheduled at the library on Thursday, June 30th at 5:30 p.m. That meeting is intended to have a panel discussion specifically to discuss the master planning process that was proposed by the ordinance. The agenda hasn't been finalized at this point, but I think, again, over the next week or so, it will be, and once it is, I'll get that online and we'll make sure that we get the word out for that meeting. Just before this meeting, I forwarded email to the board about the official map that, in practice with the draft zoning ordinance and the comprehensive plan, we placed that on the township website, which that has also been scheduled for presentation to the Planning Commission at the July 5th meeting. We've sent that out to the neighboring municipalities and the County Planning Commission in accordance with the NPC review requirements. And if that current timeline holds up, we'll eventually be looking to schedule a hearing with the board, hopefully by August. And then the last thing I have is we received a conditional use application for 253 and 251 West Chocolate Avenue. It is the retail center that is adjacent to the high-rise apartments. We will need to schedule that hearing. The preferred date is July 26th for 6 p.m. Or an alternative date would be July 12th, also at 6 p.m. But unfortunately, because of advertising requirements, we can't go before that. And if we go after the 26th, we would have to request an extension from the applicant.
Does the board have any preference?
I would suggest that we do it as before as possible.
July 12th. Is that the date?
Yeah.
July 12th. Anybody have any?
Could you just provide a little bit of background on that, or is that in an email that you sent us as well tonight?
No, it. I haven't been able to review the application in full detail. From what I understand, they are proposing an entertainment facility type use. They're calling it the escape room of Hershey. From what I understand, goers would enter the building and then they would have a room or two.
I'm familiar with the concept. And the address again is?
It's 253 and 251 West Chocolate Avenue, so it's the location of our commission.
It's in the planning commission material, right? Is it coming in front of the planning?
Yes, the planning commission.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, very well. Brandon, is the tentative schedule for the zoning hearings and events that are transpiring in terms of public participation, are they published on our township website and in our newsletter?
Yes, they are.
Okay, very well. The second question I had is that there was a public comment this evening about the data center landscaping and contouring, and I was wondering whether you're in a position to comment on that, or is that something Matt would be able to comment on?
I'm not able to comment on it. I made notes tonight to go back to the township files to see where we are with the inspections that were done as part of the land development review process.
I can say that they have not asked for a reduction in a while yet, so there's not a lot of things that we've been up there recently doing inspections on, but I can assure you all that landscape that was bonded will have to be put in before that bond is released.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's no timeline for the townships that they can make them do that. We just hold the bond until it's done.
Right, but Brandon, if you'd be so kind as to possibly do a little research into that, status of that, to the best extent possible, find out what the anticipated dates of completion are or major steps, that'd be very helpful.
Yep, I can do that.
Thank you very much. Are there any other thoughts or comments?
I spoke to the excavator over there today, last couple of days actually. They've been using some of our leaf compost in the ponds, and I know he was pretty anxious to get wrapped up over there, and I know they've been moving a lot of dirt over there yesterday and today.
Now, I know the slope is, by my lay person's observations, pretty severe, pretty steep. I just want to make sure if everybody is satisfied that we're not going to have some sheet flow onto Bullfrog Valley Road and or soil deposits on the road as resulting from that. Is everybody comfortable with the grading and everything associated with that?
What they've seeded, they put netting for matting, the Excelsior matting.
Mm-hmm. Is that equivalent to GeoGrid?
It's woven with straw in it. Mm-hmm. It's on the north northwest side of that
hill. It's on the surface, though. It's not subsurface.
Correct.
Okay.
Surface, yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to keep an eye on that and make sure. I mean, if we didn't have any problems during the last rainstorms that we had, I can't imagine we're going to have a problem in the future, but I just want to make sure that we don't have something catastrophic happen there by way of land movement. So, okay. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Lauren? All right. Jill?
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Jeff?
Thank you. We approved a contract with Public Financial Management a few weeks ago that we had served our financial consultant. Today, Terry, Cheryl, and I had our first kickoff meeting discussion with them, so we'll be actively involved in this. It'll be looking back 10 years back or 10 years ago.
Thank you. Any thoughts or comments for Jim on that? None? I'll move for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,272,776.78 and payroll in the amount of $324,718.46. Do I have a second?
Seconded
by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the approval is approved unanimously. This
leads us to our second visitor public comment session. If anybody has any questions or comments for the board, I'd like to ask that you address the podium, state your name and address, and kindly limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Rich Gamble, Hockleyville Road. I guess I address this for granted. Talking about the 102 Reese Avenue development project, I think it's a great idea because that's really a disaster there. But I'm a little concerned that based on what was presented in 2009, didn't reflect what they're proposing to put there today. 2009, there was a question over parking, and it was going to be a building developer would have one person there as a receptionist, and he every now and then may get a client coming in to discuss it. There was no indication of an apartment above it or anything like that. Plus, the second problem I got is, if you're familiar with that intersection, that's a dangerous accident waiting to kill somebody. Reese Avenue is highly used all the time during the day. The trucks go over to Hershey Factory, use that intersection. And parking. Now, we have a problem where a lot of the individual homeowners have now turned their homes into apartments or whatever, multi-families living in these things, and there's no parking. For example, the first house on North Hockersville Road, there's four apartments in there, and nowhere for people to park. They actually park on the grass between 422 and Half Street. And same thing in the existing building where you're talking about rebuilding there. People that live in that area park there where the front of the house. So if they're going to turn into apartments, has it been reconsidered as far as off-street parking like I'm required to provide?
Yes, the dwelling use requires two spaces by the ordinance, so they added two garage spaces for the dwelling to use, so it is compliant with the zoning standards.
Two per dwelling, that means a total of four.
Well, no, they are only proposing one dwelling.
Well, no, you said apartments on top.
Right, so that would
be... How many apartments are going to be on top?
One apartment.
Just one?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to clarify because it was an issue before. And again, like I say, maybe a road study should be considered, making that a one-way street, because it really becomes a problem, particularly in the mornings, at lunchtime, and I get to change the shift from Reese's. I mean, they're coming from all directions, and of course, at nighttime, same thing. Same thing, people leave the park, they cut through that area there, they go through Reese Avenue and everything else. So I just want to make sure, I mean, I think it's a great idea to you know, clean that area up, but I'm a little concerned about the effect it's going to have on the rest of the neighborhood. As far as right now, everybody's parking down there. It doesn't have parking in the existing North Hockersville Road. So that's something I think we've got to take a look at. We should take a look at because it's going to be more of a conflict. For example, the house right next to it, split by Reese Avenue, guy has an 18-wheeler parked back there in his room, two cars to park. Or sometimes he parks around on Reese Avenue. And when he can, he parks it over there on 102 Reese Avenue. So it's a limited space to park. I just want to make sure that was identified. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Are there any other visitor public comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor, those opposed, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.